Hey there, hey, and welcome to this Thursday pod of Born to Be a Star. Today is Thursday, another yours day, another opportunity for you to recognize your star power. And it's 11:30 and I'm doing a podcast this late because I just got home because I was at church singing, and then we went out after and we had a great time together. And it was great to get out with my choir friends and have a nice relaxed time together. It was very nice. I basically don't really do anything outside of church anyway, so it was nice. But I'm looking forward to the next couple of days celebrating Holy Week, and I'm looking forward to really enjoying the positivity of our church and what we believe in together. Today is another day, and it's another opportunity for you to recognize your star power in the mirror by reflecting on where you've been and where you're going to next. Looking at your reflection and loving what you're seeing, right? Sometimes you might not look the way you want to, or things might not be going the way you want them to go, but that does not mean you should stop loving yourself, right? That leads us to the beginning of our conversation with our mantra by saying to yourself, yes, I can conquer a goal, change my mind, switch my style, dye my hair another color, maybe get another piercing. Maybe I want to try a tattoo. Maybe I want to read a new book. Maybe I want to travel. Maybe I want a new car. Maybe I want to move. Maybe I want to have some peace and quiet. Maybe I want to join a choir. Maybe I want to join a new church. Maybe I want to cook in the kitchen. Maybe I want to find a new recipe. Maybe I want to try out the air fryer I brought. Maybe I want to go find a beach and put my feet in the sand. Maybe I want to plan out a vacation. Maybe, maybe, and maybe again. There's so much you can do, right? And instead of always being doubtful and telling yourself what you can't do, what you can't accomplish, find a way to tell yourself what you can do and accomplish it. The idea of life is to say to yourself, yes, we can. And do things, accomplish them, and put them in the book of things that you've accomplished. And move forward to something else that you want to conquer. That should be your goal in life. Conquering goals. Being fearless. And finding happiness. And always, all day, every day. Which leads us to the next part of the conversation, which is never give up. How can you love yourself or anyone else if you're willing to give up on something that's not necessarily going the way you want it to? So, life is not always going to be easy. It's typically going to be hard, right? It is, right? You're going to have to deal with horrible situations, the worst news ever. The doctor's not necessarily going to tell you what you want. You maybe gained more weight than you thought you lost. You're spending all this money. You're investing all the time into something that's not worth it. Maybe the doctor told you something that you hated, right? It could have been like me with the doctor basically telling me I'm not having kids, right? I'm never going to have normal fertility, right? Stuff like that can really dim your light, but don't let it, right? Your mom tells you she's got cancer. Your best friend's sick. It could be any of these things, right? It could really irk you. You had a shitty day at work. You're really not working at a job you like. You're not in an environment you want to be in. It could literally be any of these things. Honestly, it could be. The idea is that you don't give up. You persevere through the difficulty and you get to the other side of where you are now. Because there's always another side. It's the side with the light. And the darkness is always trying to take you away from the light. So be smart enough to understand that you have to persevere through the difficulty, the sorrow, the pain to get back to the light. And there is always light. I promise you that. Moving on from the never give up. Finally, there's the idea of why not today, because we cannot procrastinate and be indecisive if we're trying to make decisions and we're trying to be successful in life. Procrastination and indecisiveness is like an anchor on your feet, and it's going to continuously drag you back into the water until you're drowning and you're dead and you can't be resurrected, right? Your body cannot be brought back to life because you've gone too deep into the water. Let go of the idea of persevering and not making a decision. Let go of the idea of indecisiveness and go on and make a decision and live with it. That's it. Moving on from that, I want to say something positive when it comes to God. Now, yesterday I talked about Ben Shapiro and how I didn't like how he approached Candace Owens and the ridiculous stuff that he was saying and the idea that he agreed with the rabbi that disrespected Candace Owens and Jesus Christ not being a king. And I'm just going to say this. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the only begotten King. And he is the King of Kings. I know that might be difficult for you to understand because you're not Catholic or clearly Christian. And you're misusing your Jewishness. Like you claim that you're a specific level of Jewish, an Orthodox Jew. So does that make you more higher than another Jew? Or I've even heard him make comments about Jewish people. But the point I'm trying to make, what I'm about to say is, you can believe in God or religion in any way you want. Jesus Christ is the belief in hope, in faith, admiration, and unconditional love. I don't worry. I don't wonder. I don't think horrible thoughts. Because Jesus Christ is my Lord, my Savior, my guide. He is my best friend, my Father, and I am his follower. I am a sheep, and I go the way that he strays me. Every time I think that God is not listening to me, I'm only able to find out that he is. I had a horrible experience at my job for months, right? Experiencing horrible management, horrible treatment, the worst thing you could ever imagine I probably dealt with for months, right? And I just felt like nobody heard me. There was no way out for me. I was stuck, right? Like I was seriously going to start looking for another job. And I work at the company that I love. So imagine how I felt horrible about this. It was eating me alive. And Jesus Christ took me out of all that horror and pain and misery and gave me a way out in the blink of an eye. And it's been weeks later since that prior experience, and I've never been happier. God is always there. And don't let anyone dictate how you believe in him. He is hope. He is faith. He is prosperation. He is never ending, all knowing, and forever. And if you're a star, if you are as bright as you think you are, then it's okay if you want to believe in him or if you don't want to believe in him. But just know he is always there. You are never alone. We are always here for each other. He is omnipresent, just like the light in the sky, like us. Jesus Christ is the light of the light of the light. And we are the stars. So we surround him. And I am just a vessel for his light. Jesus, Lord, thank you for all you've given me. Merciful God, for every way, every opportunity that you've shined upon me. Thank you. May he shine his light on you as he's done to me. Let's get into politics. There's a bunch of crap happening in politics, much of which I'm not going to talk about. Looks like Joe Rogan is saying stuff. New York is putting scanners in the subway. Idaho governor is signing a law blocking taxpayer funding for trans surgeries. And today, there's a GoFundMe for the NYPD officer. And it's over $500,000. That's great to hear. It's very sad that that man died and his wife lost her husband and his kid lost their father. And more people are going to die in New York and Chicago and every other major city around the United States of America and basically the world because there are no adults in the rooms and no one wants to be held responsible. You are turning into the headlines of nobody allowed, nobody allowed, nobody allowed, because the lie to us anyway. That officer just died. More are going to die. You know how many people they're shoving into the subways in New York and they're taking away their ability to do anything? And they want to put the National Guard there, but they don't have guns? Here's what should happen in New York. If your ass doesn't have the correct identification, you need to be fucking deported. And I'm sorry I'm saying bad words on Holy Thursday. God forgive me. Why are we rewarding anti-American behavior? Why? Why is that so easy to do? I wonder why. Now, I don't know the answer to that. I kind of do. The Democratic Party wants an open border so they can give these people handouts and our tax money so they'll vote for them, right? They've made deals with the cartels and they've allowed all this insanity to happen here. They even allowed the president of Mexico to come on and say that he wants us to do a bunch of shit for him to do to stop the massive amount of people at the border. The message to him should have been F you, but Biden doesn't have his spine, so it won't be, right? China needs to get a message too. We're not scared of you, right? Instead of us transing the army and telling people that they could be whatever sexuality they want, maybe we should untrans the army and untrans the, I don't know, any of these like agencies that are affiliated with men and women going out to serve and to protect our country. Maybe they shouldn't have anything to do with LGBTQBA, whatever the hell it is. Maybe there should be a separation there between DEI and that, like a diversity, equity, inclusion hire. Like, why don't we hire people that are qualified to work at the Pentagon instead of that black fool that doesn't know what the hell is going on? He has made so many mistakes already, just like Pete Buttigieg, and a bunch of other, like Kamala Harris. It's another embarrassment. And Ronna McDaniel looks like she's suing MSNBC, which she should. I hope she brings them to the cleaner, because that's where they deserve to go. In other news, Ukraine lost, but we are still sending the money. And it's my money and my husband's money and all of our money. If you pay taxes, you're willingly funding Ukraine, even though they clearly lost the war, but we're still going to pretend like they didn't. Fucking Russia's blowing up basically all of Ukraine, and we're pretending like they're winning. They're not winning. They've lost. It's over. Just like when we stayed in fucking Afghanistan for 20 years. Most of my adult life, we were in war in Afghanistan, and I don't even know what we were there for. I still don't understand any of that shit. Why does the United States of America want to fuck around with these people from these Arab countries that want to live in some genocide, like hills have eyes, like rock people? Why are we trying to help these people? There's no helping them. They don't want help. They're crazy. They're legitimately insane. But here goes the United States of America dipping their business in shit they don't have anything to do with. Yep. It's a Thursday. Not only has Ukraine lost, but the government continues to take more than it gives to us by lying to us about our tax money and overtaxing us because they can't pay for half the shit that they've done, right? They don't have the money for it. That's why you see all these people, you see who they really are. Al Sharpton is one of these lying, pansy, scheming people, and not just him, but the guy from MSNBC and all these people making up stuff about Russia with Trump, Fanny and Letitia and Braggs and all these lawyers and judges that don't know the sun from the moon and up from down and left from right. The government of the United States of America is against the people, because if it was for the people, this insanity wouldn't have happened. And they all allowed it to. We need adults in the room. We need to hire people that are qualified to do the job. And we need to stop putting sexuality into the Pentagon and the Army and the Air Force and the Marines and any other agency of those serving in America. Serving in America should be a reward, right? It shouldn't feel like a punishment. But the government in America is full of shit. Instead of the government in America helping fallen soldiers or wounded heroes or veterans that are homeless, right? There's only one agency that's helping with that. Tunnels for Towers and the Catholic Church are probably two figures I can think of, right? And there's probably others. But we're talking about small, embryonic things that are helping with those things. Why are we willing to house illegal aliens, but we won't house people that need help? How does that work? That's the government for you, taking your money and misuse it because they don't care because it's not their money. They're all getting paid off the top. And the trickle-down effect doesn't trickle down to anybody. It only trickles up. COVID only helped one person, rich people. It didn't help anybody else. And if you're dumb enough not to understand math, you must understand that all those stimulus checks, all the money that they spent that they didn't have, all the gas that they took out of the reserve that they can't put back, all the dumbass decisions that they made during COVID that are still harping on us right now. You do understand that these aren't things that are going to go away, right? And I'm not just talking about America here. I'm talking about the world. They are all stupid. The Uniparty is full of a bunch of idiots. Wake up, world. Wake up. Moving on from the fact that they just take our money and lie about it. What good has Biden brought us? Nothing. Can't walk, can't talk, can't see, very creepy, has a weird family, has been taken and raking from the government since the beginning of his start, and he's just a blathering idiot. And the more people want to try to like hide him and pretend like he's not him, it's sad. He clearly had documents from when he was a governor, when he was a politician on the Senate, and when he was the vice president in his house, right? He didn't hide it. It was there. And Hunter Biden clearly has a drug problem and had a bunch of other problems too. So taking that into context, shouldn't this be something we're concerned about? You'd assume that, but nope. Joe Biden is the worst president in American history, and he will go down as the worst president in American history. Outside Obama, I think Obama might have been worse, honestly. BRICS. The United States of America is not involved in BRICS. The world is moving on past us, and we don't know that yet. And I've said that many times, but America is dumb. They're getting rid of oil. They're getting rid of fracking. They're getting rid of things that make us money. Instead, all they care about is wars, wars, wars that are dumb and stupid decisions that only affect us in a bad way. They're getting rid of all the things that China's doing more of. And if India is not on board, none of it's going to work. So the more they talk, the more I'm not listening. Moving on from that. Our labor means nothing. When you think about how it works in America, work till you die, you can't retire till you're 65, a bunch of dumb stuff, right? When you think about how it works in America, it almost leaves you thinking, why am I putting all this effort and time into a career to do all these things for me not to actually be able to live the life I want to live when I get older? I'm working so when I'm old, I can travel, right? How the fuck does that work? Like some people do it the wrong way. I want to travel when I'm young so I can run around and have fun. I want to have children when I'm young. I want to do all these things when I'm young and able. And when I'm older, I want to just relax, man. Like, because I'm working now. So when I'm getting older, I don't want to do that. And some people might disagree with me. And I'm not saying I don't want to travel. But I'm saying, why am I working all these years while I'm younger? So when I'm old, then I can go everywhere I wanted to go. At that point, I'll have a house. I'll have it paid off. And do I really want to go travel then? Like, and there's parents that want to do it. But I'm not one of them. But who knows? Why do they want us to work till we die in America? Because they don't do this shit in other countries. And I don't understand American system, right? Is this really the home of the free? Because I don't really feel free. I feel like I'm being forced into something that I don't agree with. Moving on from politics, let's get to the main part of the conversation. Walking on cloud nine. Lately, I've just been feeling like I'm on top of the world. I told you about the experience with my job and how God took me out of that. Just between church and work and my life and the things that I'm trying to attain and do and where I think I want to move next. I just think everything's going great, right? There's really nothing that can stop us. We're really set to accomplish goals here, and I really want to just accomplish them. Sure, the housing market wasn't necessarily what I wanted it to be. Sure, I wish I was pregnant right now and maybe I had like 5 kids already, but it's okay. Everything happens for a reason. So I'm just going to take life one step at a time and not get sucked into a dark hole. I'm feeling good because birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Oh, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good, man. Like, sometimes you just gotta look at your reflection in the mirror and say, damn, you don't look that bad. Damn, you can do this. Damn, 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 damn. And be that person. And that's what I'm going with right now, right? Like, instead of me being miserable and anti-life and all these different things that could stop me from being positive and happy, I'm just gonna be happy, right? I'm not gonna let the negativity stop me, even the negative people. If you decide you wanna be unhappy and miserable, that doesn't have to matter to me. So, yeah. Moving on from that. Whitening your teeth. You could use snow or the dentist. I'd go to the dentist first and see what you like. It's really, you need to see like what your like dental coverage covers at the dentist before they let you charge, before they charge you some ridiculous amount. But snow is also a great option for whitening your teeth. They also have Burst, which is great toothpaste to help keep your teeth white too. There's so many options, and now with everything happening with Instagram or Pinterest, there's so many options for your teeth. When you bite your lip, you get a sore on it and it hurts, man. And I feel like when you bite your lip, it makes eating harder and it's really uncomfortable. I hate it. I bit my lip the other day. I'm still not feeling that great about it. Savage Xfinity. I really want to look for a new place to buy my underwear because I've been boycotting Pink for a while now. I just hate going in there. The quality is getting crappy and the prices are not the way they should be. And if I'm going to be spending that money, then I want better quality things. I even found another option called MeUndies. I found that on Pinterest when I was scrolling looking for recipes for stuff to make. Let's dig into baby showers. Now, I'm not saying you have to go all out on a baby shower, especially if you don't have the funds to do that. But I've been to a couple of baby showers recently. And the first one I went to really had vibes of like the Kardashians. And like, if I'm going to have a baby, I want to go all out like that. I don't want to do some in the backyard baby shower with like making stuff on a grill and cooking. And I also don't want to have like an environment that makes me feel like I'm in a horror movie. Like, past, man. I really want my baby shower to be a celebration of me and my child that I'm having and my husband, right? It's us moving forward with our family. And so I want that to match my vibes, my energy. And I don't think a regular baby shower will be for me, but it's for some other people, but it's not for me, right? I don't want to be in a small room with a bunch of people miserable, right? First of all, I don't even know how the baby shower is going to go for me because I have one best friend and she doesn't live here. She lives in Fort Lauderdale. That's far away. I'm guessing she'd come back for my baby shower because it's my best friend. But outside of my best friend, I don't even know who else would be invited to this, right? That's a question. And I don't know where it would be. I would have to figure that out. But honestly, I would want to take time to make sure that my baby shower is reflective of myself. Because that's something that's definitely going to be important to me. Just like birthdays, just like Christmas parties, just like anything that actually has to do with me, I want it to be representational of who I am. And the only way that's going to happen is if it's like extraordinary, bright, beautiful, powerful. Like, because that's who I am. I don't want anything tacky. I don't want anything small. And I don't want to feel like I'm at like some baby shower for someone that doesn't have anything. Because it's not the thing. Now, I'm not insulting people, but I know my own style and I know what I like. And so for me, I'm going all out. I'm having a Kardashian baby shower. And that's the end of that story. Moving on from baby showers. Liking designer things and not paying designer prices. Yesterday, I told you about my Poshmark addiction. I also liked unclaimed baggage.
I like Real, and I like a bunch of other options too. Why am I going to spend designer prices on things I don't have to do it? And I'm not saying I don't want to go in a Louis Vuitton bag and drop money for a bag. I'm not saying that I don't want to go in Tiffany's and get another necklace. I'm not saying that I won't walk in Michael Kors and buy a watch, because I will. You already know I'm a Michael Kors enthusiast, and I have a lot of Michael Kors things. I'm even wearing a Michael Kors watch right now, right? The bag I got, well, it's Kate Spade, but still, the other ones are Michael Kors. I like designer things, which you probably know at this point. I like nice quality, high quality designer things. I don't like cheap things. I like things that are going to last and play a part.
And there shouldn't be a problem with that. But that doesn't mean I want to spend designer prices. And I'm not. You can buy nice things that have been worn once or twice that are in pretty perfect condition and make them yours for a decent price compared to what the actual retail sticker price is. And you can be very happy with that. Everything doesn't have to necessarily be 100% new. Dropping money on a Louis bag in the store, you're looking at like $2,700, $1,700 to start. Even the wallets, you're starting at like $1,500, right? If you're going on one of these posh shows, you'll find it for like half of that, right? And that's the kind of deals you're looking for. Obviously, you want to make sure it's authentic and you want to get the paperwork and the documentation for the authenticity of it. But if you want nice designer things, you don't have to spend high designer prices. That's the only point I'm trying to make. You can like nice things and you can do the thrifting thing that I do. I love thrifting. It's like my favorite thing to do. I love going to Savers and Goodwills. I love the thrift store. I love thrifting. So for me, finding Poshmark, it's like, yes, let's do this every day. Like, I love it. I love being able to pick out my entire wardrobe on Poshmark, right? I'm never going into another store again. I don't care. I'll buy my shoes. I'll buy everything on there. It's just more convenient for me. It really is. Moving on from that, let's get to watching things. Never Seen Again looks okay as we speak. So Help Me Todd, that looks funny. Paramount Plus, there's a bunch of things on there, but you got to be careful what you're looking at. Make sure you find good things. FBI Most Wanted, The Chosen, there's another season of it, and I got to watch it. The Hunted gets on Max, meaning what to watch on there, where there's that latest season of True Detective. That's phenomenal, which I'm probably going to watch again. Gold Rush, White Water. I definitely like those shows where they're in the water and they're like looking for things and they're discovering things. Even the ones where they're talking about sharks and stuff. Very entertaining. Moving on from watching things to eating things, stir fries. You can literally make anything with stir fry. You just need some like soy sauce, some meat, and some veggies. Mix it all together, top it on some rice. Boom. It should be like jasmine rice or like a white rice. Or even sushi rice. Chopped salad. You get the salad chopper out. You put whatever lettuce you want, whatever veggies you want, whatever meat you want. Chop it in there. Make sure it's everything you want. Top that with some salad dressing. Boom. You can make salads to go every day. Beijing beef. There's a recipe that I found on Pinterest. Go find it and make it and see if you like it. Comfort food is good for when it's raining or it's the weekend or you're tired and you want something ooey gooey cheesy squeezy. Spicy shrimp taco. I mean, you could basically eat that any day of the week, but especially on Taco Tuesday or Taco Thursday or Taco Friday. Taco any day, really. Tacos are good every day of the week. It doesn't matter what day. But spicy shrimp with some lettuce and some pico. Let's go. With a nice tortilla shell. My favorite food is Mexican food. If I could live in Mexico, I'd die happy. Keto meatball. So basically, you're not using any breadcrumbs and you're not putting any carbs in a meatball. And it's fairly easy to make keto meatballs. There's so many recipes on Pinterest and Pepper. Go find some and see if you like it. You could also go on YouTube and type them in and see what's there too. Spicy shrimp egg roll in a bowl. So you're basically taking everything that goes in an egg roll and you're putting it into a bowl and you're topping that with spicy mayo or like kimchi or like wasabi or spicy mustard. I think you'll be very happy. And finally, honey sriracha salmon. So you're going to make a honey sriracha sauce. Put this to the side. Lightly crisp salmon. So you're going to want to just put the salmon in the one pan put a little oil in it. Flip the salmon over one time, about 1 minute. Then you're going to put the sauce on it. Then you're going to put that in the oven. You're going to let that cook off for about 15 to 18 minutes. You don't want this to burn or crisp up too much or overcook. You're going to take that out. And you can meal prep that, or you can have that for a meal. My friends, that is the end of this Thursday pod that I'm doing at midnight. Thank you for tuning in to this Thursday pod of Born to Be a Star. Don't forget that you are a star wherever you are. Jesus, thank you for getting me through another night of church. And I will see you guys tomorrow. I'm going to go upstairs and go to sleep. Bye. Don't forget that you are a star wherever you are. Bye.